Major General Joseph Mayana Korn, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says the suspects tried to steal a water drum from the woman identified as Lucia Nyaman. Korn says when she resisted, they shot and killed her. Daniel Obunan, Lucia Nyaman's husband, says he was asleep when the group of armed men arrived at his house and his wife first noticed unusual movement.
These people had searched the item in the compound and took a water container. My wife then went out and immediately started wrestling with one of these guys while I was coming by with a stick. The guy hiding in the corner fired one bullet to the head. I did not stop and I heard the guys wrestling with my wife and I heard another gunshot. My wife was shot dead and I was also shot at my right hand.
Obunan says he wants justice for the murder of his wife. The police commissioner says the same men are suspected of shooting another man at Bors, a Naivasha neighborhood, the same week. He says the two incidents prompted the police to launch a crackdown on armed gangs terrorizing people in and around Bor town.
Due to these scenarios, we round up people so that we get the suspect, because people began to blame us. Police is not doing its work. Police is not doing its work. We ran up people, and then people were screened. Some of them were released immediately that day. Then we remained with soldiers in the custody.
General Korn says police are carrying out investigations and will soon charge the suspects. A police officer, civil defense officer, and 5 South Sudan People's Defense Force soldiers with murder and causing terror in Bor town. Major General Lul Roy Kong, a spokesman of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, says any member of the military suspected of committing a capital offense should be arraigned in a military court.
When a member of our own ranks and files is involved in commission of crimes, it normally is tried by a military court.
Like the fresh case that I have on my mind are the recent trials in Yei, where around 15 to 25 soldiers were sentenced to various terms in prison for crimes, so different crimes, including rape and looting of civilian properties. They were tried before a military court martial. Then now that they have been sentenced, they will be transported to go and serve the jail sentences in civilian detention facilities. I think the same thing should apply in Bor.
Section 63 of the Sudan People's Liberation Army Act 2009 stipulates that any SPLA personnel who commits the offense of desertion shall, on conviction, be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years. Korn blames some SSPDF soldiers who have deserted their military barracks and are living with the community for most of the gang violence and burglaries happening in Bor town.
That is what they call tranquility. Even if I use a high sound of my radio in a neighboring house, that one is a crime. Okay? I'm disturbing the tranquility of my neighbor. So these people who disturb people at night, we don't want them. We don't want them. And if we get them, we'll deal with them. We suspect our soldiers, those who deserted from different divisions of our SSPDF. Okay? They came and intermingled here in our communities.
For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.